بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. Today we have a great guest really, and greatly fortunate in Leicester to have Brother Nasser, who's traveled all the way from Jenin. Brother Nasser is on a special mission. Unlike most of the time when we come on air or come to the community asking for funds for Palestinians, we have a totally new dimension in which Brother Nasser is trying to explain to us that if we help buy produce of Palestine from Palestinian farmers, and in particularly through a concept of fair trade, we'll be able to help them in a much more better way and a sustainable way in which the Palestinian community can take care of themselves. So Brother Nasser, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Leicester. And if you can please explain to us what your project is all about.
Wa alaikum assalam. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. I am very pleased to be speaking to the community in Leicester. I come to you from the farming community in Jenin, but our organization, the Palestine Fair Trade Association, is a national organization primarily active in Jenin area, Nablus area, Salfit, and Ramallah. And we are an organization that organizes Palestinian farmers to certify their product into fair trade as well as organic. Primarily, our product is the olive oil, because the olive trees are the largest product in the Palestinian agriculture business. And that's also the tree that is most disseminated. The widest sector of Palestinian society benefit from the olive harvest and the olive tree. And it's a substantial ratio of Palestinian farmers' income are the olive harvest. So we put a lot of emphasis on supporting the olive harvest. And we have done a great success and tremendous success in this sector, certainly by a lot of help of a lot of friends, like the Friends of Al-Aqsa and Zaytun in the UK and other friends around the world. And we also produce other products like almonds, couscous, dates, and green olives, black olives, and tahini. These products are all done according to fair trade criteria. What fair trade is a way to offer the farmer a fair return, a valuable return. And number one, recognize their entitlement to fair return, which is a social concept, a moral concept that supports the community and empowers the community. And second, deliver those returns, deliver those fair returns to the farmers so they can sustain their livelihood, sustain their farms. Certainly the Palestinian farmers are facing great challenges, great odds imposed on them for a long time by the Israeli occupation, land expropriation, denial of access to water resources, their own water resources. The Palestinian farmers denied the right to dig for water in their own land. And when they are found, the Israeli army actually come with concrete trucks and pour concrete 100 meters down the ground in order to plug a well. I mean, there isn't any occupation in history that we've seen that would do these practices to deny people water to drink. But this is the condition we live under, and these are the conditions that we also have not given up, that we to surrender to them. These are conditions that we continue to challenge, and we choose to challenge them. And fair trade offers us a vehicle through which we can challenge these oppressive measures that are imposed on us and on our farmers, and also a vehicle to consolidate support and solidarity that we find in the popular support that we have abroad. We are not getting much governmental and political support, but we know there are a lot of conscious people around the world that are keen on supporting us. So the fair trade provide an opportunity to for these communities to be involved in our lives, be involved in ways that they can, and programs that can support us, sustain our lives in Palestine. And that's a vehicle through which we can cultivate this support and consciousness towards the Palestinian issue into a meaningful and empowering outcomes.
So, Brother Nasser, I'm sure that could you be able to tell us the sort of numbers of people that are involved in here, and how much you manage to take out, how much oil you manage to take out of Palestine, and where we can get it in this country?
Sure. When we started with the fair trade campaign, we registered a lot of farmers, and these farmers were excited about the idea of fair trade. It's paying better return to their product. But certainly we were not in a position yet to market all the produce that these farmers produce. When we started, we first registered 1,700 farmers, and then the education and organic certification, we managed to get up to the number of 700 farmers right now who are certified organic producers and fair trade producers. We started in 2004 by a 30 ton export. This year, 2007, we managed to export 250 tons. And last year, 375 farmers were in the program. We managed to sell all of the product of olive oil that these 375 farmers produced. And not just sell them, and we exported them. We exported them at a premium rate. The farmers realized a return that is 30% above the market price. In total, there was about a million shekels, which is about $250,000 or 125,000 pounds that were paid directly to the farmers above the market price, above what they would have gotten from the market. On top of all that, we have our activities have risen the total, the average market price. The market price was 9 to 10 shekels a kilo, which was about a pound and 25. And now it's up to 15, which is about 2 pounds. The activities of fair trade supported the market dynamic into going up for the farmers.
The other things, could you assure our listeners that, you know, the money they're spending, we accept that it goes to the farmers and not a lot of people are making profit in between. But does the Israeli government benefit from the taxing? And is there the purchases money, say, in Britain going to the Israeli government?
Certainly not. I mean, everything that we can get for the product in Palestine locally, like boxes, labels, all the supplies that we can get locally, we create jobs by obtaining our supplies from Palestine. There is no export tax on the product, so there is no money going to Israel. And in the EU, we've got an exemption on the import tariff for all the EU members for up to 3,000 tons of olive oil, and we're not anywhere near that to break that point. So there is no taxes going to the British government or taxes going to the Israeli government.
JazakAllah khair for that. Inshallah, we'll have a part two soon. Assalamu alaikum. Maghrib's line then.